With the slaying of the 300 at Thermopylae, it began. It didn't end at Ford's Theater. It began. It didn't end at Pearl Harbor. It began. It didn't end on 9/11. It began. And here and now, you arrogant and ignorant, evil and foolish, traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic, nothing is ended. You have awakened the American giant and filled us with terrible resolve. Your masks won't silence us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as brutal as ISIS. We beat them all. Freedom is never given. It is earned. It is won. It is fought for. It is taken. So take it. Next week is the day of days, the longest day, the day America's greatest generation led the Great Crusade to restore freedom and life and left their young, lifeless bodies on the shores of Normandy, the cliffs of Pont du Hoc, and the church spires of St. Mira Glis. But we still have a puppet president, a desperate deep state, and a corrupted criminal Congress. Remember, last year they shoved aside one of their few black staffers that hadn't quit to put an Uvalde born at the White House podium. It wasn't hero mom Angeli Gomez, who after being handcuffed ran in and rescued her kids and others. It wasn't funeral worker from across the street Cody Brisnero, who grabbed his gun to shoot the shooter but was stopped by the cops. It wasn't hero dad Jacob Alvarado who shot and killed the Uvalde killer. It was Matthew McConaughey, an actor, just like Ukraine's Zelensky, who rambled on about dead children's Converse shoes, paintings, and career dreams. But McConaughey said nothing about the FBI being alerted ahead of the time by a gamer, how cops stopped parents from going in. No questions about expensive guns and trucks obtained by a poor, unlicensed shooters. How two unidentified men stood and watched Ramos enter. How an army surveillance plane arrived just before and left just after. Because none of that is in the script. Conceived and raped, orphaned and adopted, claimed by Christians, initiated by indigenous, tribally trained, martial arts mastered, PSYOPs and special forces served, decades of duty in DIA and DEA, intelligence inducted, deep state betrayed, Yeshua saved, dedicated to Republic rescue, American exceptionalism, and redemption by God's grace. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is The Prather Point.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Frideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrideOnStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
At the Brighteon Store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Jeff Prather. This is the Prather Point. That's my patreon.com/Jeffrey Prather at the Point Patriot level, the $25 level. But I also wanted to show you today what you get at the Cywar level at the $15 a month level. And that is this digital opt-out guide, 350 pages of law enforcement of how not to be tracked by the G digitally through your Facebook, through iPhone, all of that. So that's another benefit, along with transcripts of some of my cast and some of my sermons, the deep dives when I reference stuff. You can then look them up. And then at the $5 level, curated news stories. And of course, you can always go at jeffreyprather.locals.com as well for $9 a month or $90 a year or even for free. Of course, my two shows, The Prather Point on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Central Time, remain free. I'm on Brighteon TV Mondays. I'm on Brighteon TV now. I'm on American Media Periscope Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. So lots of opportunities there for you to follow. Also, you can go to the Brighteon store, and my wife and I love Mike Adams stuff. We use it all the time. His chlorella stuff has helped me with my flaring that I have. My immune system is damaged from the stress of whistleblowing and a hard life as a paratrooper and special operator as well. And you can get a 5% discount there if you use the Prather Point inside there as well. So lots of opportunities to get options, answers, solutions, and alternatives to the problems I'm always talking about. You can also jeffreyprather.com shop. There's my books. There's the Jab Rescue Kit. There's the Fallout Rescue Kit. There's a one-time pad. There are EMP curtains. All of that is available there. So quick comment from the website, jeffreyprather.com. Jeffrey, you remain a primary intel source during the cognitive war. So this guy knows what he's talking about, Ricky Tikitavi, the cognitive war. And regarding when we are stuck in the mud, we need a watershed Christ consciousness moment. So I've talked about that, the Christos flow coming down from the brain in order to break free of the demonic infection. So he's using very technical terms, the seduction of evil process of oppression, obsession, infection, infestation leading to possession that holds us hostage from the devil there. Unplugging from the grid was never going to be quick or easy. Hope you and your family are blessed. Thank you for your genuine military service. So that's nice that he's got a lot of detail and he's following a lot of the stuff and using a lot of technical terms there. Appreciate that very much. Encourage you also to go to ChristChopsy.com for spiritual resiliency, not taking you away from your church unless it's a commie fake church, Christmonger church, which many are, selling hot Jesus, but for real resiliency and real gifts of the fruits of the spirit of discernment and deliverance through the Christ connection. But regardless of that, a couple of news stories before I get into other things. Huge inflection point that James Comer in Congress made Chris Wray, the corrupt FBI director, the storefront for the CIA, which is the storefront for the intelligence community, which is the storefront for the deep state. Remember, I talked about this extensively last week, and I also have a new intelligence report that will be out exclusively on jeffreyprather.locals.com coming out next week. But the FBI admits that they have the file on the Biden criminal bribery scheme, and that's because Comer said, hey, we already got it. So then Wray admitted they have it. But they'll say, well, we're not going to give it to you, though. We'll let you come to headquarters and look at a redacted version. Comer says, well, that's just going to be blacked out lines. We know how that goes. And of course, they have subpoenaed that. The FBI won't give it because the FBI is not accountable. We know how this is going to go because the FBI has the guns, the HRT team, all of that. And the FBI is a rogue agency. And that's what my next intelligence report is about. But when Rome fell as a republic, it was replaced by Caesars, by emperors, and they corrupted and stole everything. We are that corrupted now. We are like Caligula, where the FBI and Pedo Joe runs children's lives, targets Americans, imprisons veterans, persecutes Christians. We are there. And of course, that's the fall of empires, the fate of empires in about 250 to 275 years. And if we look at scripture as well, with Israel becoming a state in a day after World War II, that activates Revelation scripture. And we are beginning that apocalypse end time, which means simply revelation, not the end of everything, just the end of an era and the beginning of corruption. But it's important to understand and realize that. And also that the Praetorian Guard of the Roman Empire, eventually, instead of controlling, guarding the emperor, started to control the emperor. They selected who was emperor. And that's what we have now, the Praetorian Guard of the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, the NSA, the DHS, the deep state, controlling that. At one point, they even auctioned off the emperorship. They are in control, and we have reached that point as well. So this will collapse. I've already had one webinar called Calculating the Coming Collapse. I will have another one in August. It's not available to sign up, but I'll let you know. Navigating the Coming Collapse will be coming shortly as well. And it's also important to note that University Harvard professor Lieber, who was being run by a Chinese spy, military intelligence second lieutenant female who's probably sleeping with him to control him, and Lieber was going to Wuhan to pick up his $50,000 a month payments. That's how you run an informant. I've done that many times. I used to call them CIs, confidential informants. Now they call them CHSs, confidential human sources. But he lied about being part of the brilliant overt recruiting program, the Thousand Talents program, which is how the Chinese espionage has enacted the unrestricted warfare doctrine that they came up with 20 years ago to fight us every way except kinetically, except directly, and have destroyed our military, trained our troops. And he was part of the Wuhan University of Technology in Wuhan, China. But what did he get for being a spy for China? And of course, hanging out with Epstein and working on the DNA and mRNA, the whole biological weapons program that has massacred millions and destroyed our country. He, at 64, was sentenced by U.S. Senior District Court Judge Raya Zobel to time served, 2 days, 2 years of supervised release, and a fine of $50,000. He got that 1 month going to China. So they're clearly not wanting to target their assets because they are in thrall to China. Although I say they are primarily in thrall to the global cabal, but they will take money from anyway because the presidency is pedoed, pimped, and prostituted, and they push drugs constantly. But that shows you where we're at. And the oldest law enforcement agency in America, federal law enforcement, the U.S. Marshals, who had a much better reputation. I showed you a while back, I had a coin from some of the Portland Marshals that were in combat there. It comes out that the U.S. Marshals were spying on abortion protesters using data miner. So they are in on it, too. They have been corrupted by the infection of evil as well. And that's real sad to hear, because they were the first and now they are the last. And data miner is abusing their privacy. And data miner regularly sent a volley of alerts about planned and ongoing protests at or near the homes of conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, but also tracking abortion protesters as well. So the entire system is corrupt. It makes it incompetent, and therefore it makes it ineffective. It will collapse. The barbarians, just like in Rome, are coming in. If you study history, which public school teachers don't even know any history, I had a lot of them. Their children and them as their students, as my students in my dojo, they don't know history. I talk to them and say, hey, you do know that the Democratic Party was the party of slavery and Ku Klux Klan. They're like, oh, no, we don't know that. But they've got all kinds of advanced degrees. It's absurd. But they have just been propagandized. So part of my job is to teach you, especially the younger folks. And I will do that, I believe. God has called me to do that. So there was a great article that came out this week from Jonathan on the Van Maren show and talked about the LGBTQ movement, because as of Thursday, this is LGBTQ month. They're flying the flag, the rainbow flag, in the Arizona Capitol. Of course, the White House has been rainbowed, and there's a lot to that. And the steps of the LGBTQ activists will insist that everybody fly their flag. Of course, you plant a flag when you have conquered. All you got to do is think about Iwo Jima. Maybe you've seen the great movie Flags of Our Fathers or read the book. If you haven't, you should. It's great, but the flag shows taken territory. The Marine Corps Memorial in D.C. is all about that. And so they are saying they have taken the territory, as I've talked about before. Institutions that decline to fly the flag will be targeted. In step three, the activists will then characterize this refusal to proactively show support as and bring backlash and say that they're racist and transphobia and all of that. And with a corrupted, cowardly media and politicians, they will get away with it. That is happening across the country. But it's interesting to note, take a look at this rainbow flag that they have up here. And the official rainbow flag has six colors, but the rainbow that was presented after the flood to Noah by God, if we can put that graphic up there, had seven colors. And that is the seventh color being indigo, the color of royalty. That has been removed from the LGBTQ. So there are six colors. Six, of course, being the number of incompletion. Seven is the number of perfection, the seven chakras, the seven campfires, the seven stars, and six is the resistance. And that is important, because you will see this over and over. Just like if you look closely at the Google logo, it's 666. If you look at that sport drink, you can see it's actually the letters numerically from the Hebrew alphabet. I can't think of the name of the drink. I don't drink any of that crap. But it's the claw drink. It's 666. The apple bite in the computer. All of that is constantly propagandized, which is why you need to get your children out of the system and educate them. And some high school students are beginning to resist the LGBTQ propaganda being forced on them. A school in Oregon has asked boys to stop vandalizing the tampon dispensers that have been installed in their bathrooms. That's how absurd and obscene this has gotten. But this is it was like this in ancient Rome as well. Lake Ridge High School in Oregon recently had a problem of boys ripping tampon dispensers off the walls and dumping them in the toilet. And so this is very good, because Oregon has to follow the 2021 Menstrual Dignity Act, which there's nothing dignified about that. The Apache, the Inde, my people, honor the girl's first moon as a woman. They have a huge ceremony. It's expensive. It's difficult to go through. I've done it many times because they are especially empowered and blessed as Islande La Haye, white painted lady, kind of like the Catholic version of Mary. Beautiful, powerful ceremony, nothing else like it. But this is something, this is simply making chaos. This is deviltry. This is demonic. This is satanic. Make no mistake about it. But high school boys, even in Portland, Oregon, are acting up. The resistance is building. This is a very, very good sign that the resistance is building. It's very important to be able to build the resistance among the young. And it is happening. And that is good. And the principal is saying, hey, we got to put these up because please respect school property. And this is great because they're not tagging. They're not calling each other dog and bitch, which you should never refer to young boys and girls by as dogs. That de-elevates, that de-escalates their status. It insults them. There should be dignity and respect of the genders. That's why you should read my book, Initiation, Boys and Girls Are Born, Men and Women Are Trained, My Journey with Apache Medicine Band. Great book about all of that. It leads you to emotional maturity. Physical maturity is when you can reproduce. Emotional maturity is when you can love well. And the premise of that is society's in crisis. Society's in crisis because we no longer prepare our young adults for manhood and womanhood. And we no longer prepare them because we have no rites of initiation anymore. And the tribes at varies, but like I was saying with the Inde, with the Apache, my tribe, they separate the genders and they train them for their roles as adult men and women, as mothers and fathers and daughters and sons. And we have spoiled brats running around today because men and women are unique. They can, and only them coming together can produce life emulating the creator of life, the master of life. In day, in Apache, Yulsin, the one God, or Jekyllan, the life giver. And so men and women are unique to each other. They need each other. That's very important, but no one tells an adult what to do. Of course, the left is telling everyone what to do all the time. So that's very, very crucial to understand and to grasp. And it's good to see that, that they are revolting, but they are simply rejecting. They need something. Those high school students need to a replacement for that. And it doesn't need to be Christ-mongered, commied, church, Christianity, get your hot Jesus. It needs to be real Christic teachings and connection in the Holy Spirit through the Christ connection. And that is rare today. The mainstream communist church has failed miserably, failed magnificently, as one of my students says. And that is very true, which is, again, why I'm offering you to join us at ChristChaplaincy.com, two services on Sunday. It's interactive. We'll send you a free handbook there that shows that the scriptures we like an Aramaic to English New Testament because Yeshua spoke Aramaic. And so as opposed to going to Aramaic to Hebrew to Latin to Greek to English and using a Bible that a king, King James, approved, which replaced the Puritan Geneva Bible, by the way, by design, go directly to that. Just that's just one of the things. But the Christ connection is meant to be experienced, not talked about, and very few people do that as well. The carbon credit scheme is fading out as well. The CEO of one of the world's foremost certifiers of carbon credits, David Antonelli, CEO of the climate action profit known as Verra, just said he'd step down because Verra has been proven to be a fraud, complete fraud. They've overestimated their climate control for the Amazon forest by 400%. It's a scam. And so they are losing puppets, just like all the comedians, all the footballers, soccer in America, falling dead on the field, on camera. The puppeteers are losing puppets at an ever-increasing rate. And that is good news. While the whistleblowers, FBI, IRS, Naval Special Warfare, talking about the Nord Stream pipeline being sabotaged covertly by the deep state, are increasing. Make no mistake, we are winning, but it's going to be a very, very long process. But this is really good because The carbon credit program is the basis for the environmental scoring, the ESG score, that is worthless as well. And if you take over ESG programs, you immediately fail. And that's the idea. So the big government, big box, big pharma controls everything. But that is already failing. That's why you need alternatives. And you can join, you can go to patriotswitch.com/Prather, and you can support a Christian patriotic company that I recommend for household items that don't have any drugs in them that hurt you. And this is a just, and of course, this goes along with Mike Adams' great stuff as well. But you always need to develop alternatives to when you are countering culture. That's very, very important. It's also important to note that the Defense Secretary, Trader Lloyd Austin, has tried to reach out to his Chinese counterpart, and he is unable to do that. Now, a lot of people are talking about that. Michael Yan, my friend, I was signaling with him. I've been trying to get him on. He's very busy. My take is a bit different on that, and that is that the military age fighting men that are coming in are going to control the crop fields and the slave labor of Chinese slave labor and third world slave labor in these fields as well. Not going to become kinetic war fighters. That's being done by the illegals and the drugged up inner city blacks that are killing each other and now killing everyone as well. But it is interesting that the Chinese won't talk to them. Now, they published that in Wall Street Journal, so that may be a dangle as well. But I also want to remind you about Operation Starfall from 2021, where the corrupt Congress directed the Secretary of the Air Force and the Chief of Space Operations to start Starfall, which was to deploy atmospheric, stratospheric balloons and satellite technology to keep internet going when they cut it out. So that they have it. So they shot down the Chinese balloons, but they want to have their own American balloons. That might be the center and source of that conflict. So that's important to remember and understand. And as we come up next week, we just finished Memorial Day, but we're coming up on other important days. I'll talk about that right after this break. We're coming up on January 5th and 6th, very important days. Be right back with you after this.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com.
Hi, this is Jim Meehan, MD at MeehanMD.com. God bless Brighteon for being a platform of truth and freedom. When we're being deplatformed, our truth, the evidence basis that we're bringing as doctors and scientists from all over the world, it's so nice to have a place like Brighteon where our truth can be told. When the government is silencing and censoring us, Brighteon is there to make sure that you get the truth. Keep up the great work, Brighteon, because you are a platform of truth. No silencing, no censoring, just the truth.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Prather, this is the Prather Point. First, I want to correct myself. I said January 5th and 6th. I meant June 5th and 6th. Excuse me, I'm an old guy, 66 years old. I've been, my nose broken 13 times, concussions, jump out of airplanes, all kinds of stuff. That's my excuse. I'm sticking to it. Besides getting your Bivy Sticks, and you can get those at pratherdeal.com as well, go into the jeffreyprather.com shop and get your Faraday bag so that they can't be tracking you and listening to you when you want to have private conversations as well. But because I'm only on with you at the end of the week, I want to actually remind you of next week. And I was talking with my great showrunner, Hunter, and we were saying he hasn't really seen the new Midway. And of course, June 5th is Midway, the anniversary of Midway. And June 6th, of course, is the anniversary of the longest day, D-Day. So I love movies. I love watching great movies. My recommended movies for this weekend are The Longest Day, much better than Saving Private Ryan, which is based upon the Navy sailor Sullivan brothers, but still a very good movie. Watch that too. But The Longest Day is really about written. The book was written by, and a lot of the movie was even acted by people who were actually there. There were some British commandos who were actually in the events that they, in the battles there. So fabulous movie and a huge inflection point, and I talk about it quite a bit, where America and Europe chose, and Britain chose freedom over slavery and changed the course of the world and the war. It's also worth remembering too that the Russians were our allies, and I was just watching a show the other night, came out and like, hey, we've had this problem before when the Russians attacked England in World War II. This was a British prime minister playing on Netflix. And I'm like, it's this lie. It was the Germans. The Russians were our allies. But that's the propaganda you see out there. And if you don't know, this is a great way to learn. I have my kids, my daughters, watch these movies to teach them history. And then I comment on them at my longer seminars. I comment on them. But there are inflection points that we need to pay attention to about our warrior heritage, our American heritage. Of course, the core of that is our ethics, which have completely fallen based upon our Judeo-Christian native truths that has been replaced by the demonic demigods of Molech, which is the god, the demonic god of lust, Baal, the demonic demigod of killing children, sacrificing children, and Ishtar, the demonic demigod of transgenderism. And that's why the first commandment, the Judeo, remember I'm talking about Judeo-Christic native, first Judeo commandment is, I'm the Lord your God, have no other gods before me. It's not because it says I'm a jealous God, but really it's because if you don't focus on God, which is about goodness and love, life and freedom, then in the absence of that and the absence of American exceptionalism based upon Judeo-Christic native, you end up with Molech, Baal, Ishtar. You end up with lust, porn, baby killing, and transgenderism. And that's exactly where we are at today. And that's why the rainbow flag has changed as it has. So this is the kind of deep dives I go into in my chaplaincy and in my initiation courses. You know, you can go to those classes. I have teachers across the country. I've been teaching this since 1988. My Apache elder, Shiwoye Philip Casador Beshkun, the Broken Arrow, died in 1985. I started teaching these courses in 88. Still teach them a little bit, but others teach them a lot for me. But these are crucial days of American heritage that we don't know about because they don't want them taught. So everything's about zombies. And there are the zombies in San Francisco, the bent over drugged out, dumbed down. But we have a rich American warrior heritage. There is Lieutenant Baguette, who was shot down by a Japanese Zero. And while he was hanging from his parachute, drew his service weapon and shot a Zero pilot between the eyes. Incredible feats of bravery. You can look at Heartbreak or Hacksaw Ridge with Desmond Doss, a true story. Maybe the bravest of all the brave of the Medal of Honor, the conscientious objector. But if you don't study these things, and certainly the propaganda press and Peter Wood, Hollywood is not going to show you, you have to kind of look for this stuff. And so one of the crucial events coming up is January 5th is Midway, and January 6th is the longest day. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So a while back, I had been teaching my training company, warriorschool.com, that the government said it was a cult and I was a cult leader. Well, you know, the tens of thousands I've trained, there were almost all every service branch, all the intelligence agencies, most law enforcement. So if it was a cult, which it wasn't, you know, it'd be the government who attended it. But anyway, that was just the lies they were telling me about. But I had done a lot of courses for an intelligence unit, and they kind of wanted to wrap up with me, and because the war on terror pre-deployments were ending. So they actually flew me to Hawaii for a week with two assistant instructors, everything paid, gave me a driver for a week. I trained 250 troops for one day. That's that photo you see of me with a lot of troops next by the ocean. It's a great class, a great way to end up. They were really happy with all the training. I was honored. While I was there, they said, well, what do you want to do? Here's a vehicle, here's a driver. And I'm like, well, I'm from Arizona. I want to go to the USS Arizona. They're like, roger that. And so we went out to see the memorial. The USS Arizona sank at Pearl Harbor. Oil still coming out of there. They inter sailors who weren't on that day in there. Very solemn, very special. The last of them have now passed. But there's a big map on the ground there, and it shows Midway. Right is a total Midway point. And it's important to realize that up until this point, the Japanese had been kicking our ass across the Pacific. They were losing. We were losing every battle. It's very important to realize that. And that always happens because we don't focus on war when we're not in one, and we always fight the last war instead of the next war. And so we weren't prepared. That's why Billy Mitchell got court-martialed right after World War I, when he said, hey, the Japanese are going to attack on Pearl Harbor on a Sunday. He predicted it all. And what happened? What happens with good intelligence officers and prophets always? He was court-martialed, but he was exactly right and predicted it all. And others did too, as well. But in Midway, the U.S. military finally gets their head in the fight. They get rid of the bureaucrats. They get the real war fighters in there. Peacetime, it's always the paper shufflers. It's the Mileys. Wartime, it's the grants. It's the patents that come in. And they finally start getting back into the fight. And on the day of Midway, we were still losing. It wasn't until the afternoon when everything changed in an instant. And this is really what I believe truly to be divine providence, where the Japanese were changing their bombs from land to water. And the Japanese scout plane, one of them was of the four that went out in the four directions, was late in relaying the positions of the American carrier task force. And everything changed in that instant. And we won that day because of excellent intelligence. It's a true story. And Layton predicts the intelligence down to 5 miles, 5 degrees in 5 minutes, which is, you can't get any better intelligence. So that's why intelligence is so important. That's why I'm always talking about intelligence, because the intelligence fourth branch of government has taken over our government. That's the deep state, really. But it's worth understanding our heritage. I'm going to show you a clip here from the new Midway. The old Midway is good, too. But the new one is much better. And when it came out, I was actually still on the radio, and one of my sponsors invited me to a showing, and they wanted me to sit in the middle. I'm like, well, I don't sit in the middle. It's the theater. My back exposed. I sit up near the back. It's just an old gunfighter thing. But it was great to see. I've seen it many times. It's a very accurate portrayal. The new Midway, excellently done. Lots of true events. And Hunter was saying he hadn't seen it yet. Well, you got to see it, Hunter. I know you're listening. Sit down with your new bride and watch it. Popcorn, get some wine. Great date. Most of it's very true. The new Midway is really fabulous. And it really shows American warrior heritage, which I'm so proud of. And I'm wearing my paratrooper wings today. And the commitment and the resolve, the fortitude that it's going to take to win. And so this is a true story. This happened exactly. Take a look at this clip from this gunner who stops this plane from crashing into the carrier group headquarters. Watch this.
What the hell is he doing?
He's turning himself into a bomb.
Aren't they planning us to kill jets? Admiral Halsey wants to see you.
Great scene. True story. Complete true story, just like Baguette. True story. Incredible acts of heroism. We're going to need that again to rescue our republic. That kind of resolve. And unfortunately, this younger generation doesn't have it very much. Maybe it's building with the Portland teenagers tearing the tampons and throwing boxes and throwing them in the toilets in Portland. But the testosterone is way down. It's 30% down due to all the drugs and the things coming off of the plastic water bottles, all of that. But this guy was really young and he just improvised. Of course, he's a gunner in the plane, but the plane's on the deck. But that's a true story. Later on, he's captured and they kill him. But that's the resolve. That's the commitment. If you've seen the heritage of your American warrior heritage, then you can be awed by it and then you can emulate it. All of us who served were inspired. I was inspired by my dad, World War II Navy veteran. My wife's dad was a World War II Army veteran, both in the Pacific. I always tell my girls, I want you to remember both of your grandpas served in World War II. That's a big deal. And of course, I served and I'm proud to serve, but I didn't do anything like those guys did. But that's so, so crucial to understand. So that's the reaction. That's the resolve. The reaction that has to be against all of this. And that's actually an easier fight because you can actually see the enemy. Now it's much more difficult to see the enemy, but that's on the defensive. This next clip is also from Midway, and this shows the resolve required of the dive bomber pilots. My wife was particularly struck by what it took to actually hit the carriers. Take a look at this. He does that, that's Dick West. He does that twice. He does it later on in the afternoon again, and he just holds on. There's others that do the dive. You can see my emotion here. And they pull out too early. You got to have a lot of resolve. Sometimes I talk about how I broke my leg on a parachute jump with special forces, got up and walked away, but nobody looked at me like, wow, look at the lieutenant, because that was just the standard. The standard is much more than you think it is going to be. And a few will rise to it. A few will be crucibled by it and then crucified by it, magnified 1,000 times is what crucified really means. And so as you learn about American warrior heritage, then you can realize that you can do a lot more than you thought you could do. And sacrifice is going to be the name of the fight, not the name of the game. It's not get your head in the game. It's not a game. It's the fight. Get your head in the fight. Lean in and commit like these great heroes have done. And he did that twice. And he practiced turning off his engine, scaring everybody. But as a paratrooper, I want to talk also about June 6th, the longest day, where the Rangers scale Pont du Hoc, and they get up there and the guns aren't even there. That was amazing, incredible. President Reagan talked about the boys of Pont du Hoc. But also the jump zone, the drop zone that I broke my leg on was Sainte-Mère-Église. And I was asked, why is there a French named drop zone at Fort Bragg, now renamed Fort Moore? And here is why. This is the parachute drop on Sainte-Mère-Église that goes wrong, where the 82nd and 101 drop right into the town, right on top of the Germans. So if you don't know, every mass tactical jump for the 82nd, the 101 is no longer airborne, is a controlled disaster. It's just something that has to be done. If you want to watch another great movie this weekend, it's Ike Tom Selleck, Countdown to D-Day, where it's just a decision-making process. And it is estimated that there'll be 75% casualties of the paratroopers. Very emotional here. Which is why he goes down and meets them. You can see him. They've shaved their heads. Some of them are Mohawk, Lenape, the free people, to say goodbye to him. But he says, "Up, we got to do it because we got to take the pressure off the beach so the troops can make the beach." And, of course, terrible, tragic casualties on the beaches as well. But the important thing I want you to realize here is not just the awesome bravery and heroism of the World War II warriors, now white-haired and almost passing by all now, is that this next generation is going to have to step up to that. Now, this generation of G-Waters, has Governor Warren Terra, has fought longer and harder than the World War II, and they are fabulous as well. And they have been betrayed as the Vietnam generation. So there's plenty of grit. There's really two Americas. There's this super hard G-Watt America that's less than a half a percent joins the military. And then if you get into special operations, it's even less than that. And then there's this drugged up, fattened up, entitled, zoned out class that knows nothing. And those are what the comment from the right, the listener, was about the split personality of America. But the drugged up, fattened up, zoned out America is being culled. They are being killed off. And the already hard America is being crucibled. Now, that's not what they tell you. They want to tell you that all the veterans were all crazy. They say 22 a day. I've never agreed with that figure. It's a fake figure. Veterans are smarter, stronger, more well-adjusted, and more successful than civilians. You have to be to get into the military, but that's part of this script, just like they called the Vietnam veterans baby killers when they are in actuality literally the baby killers. But I want you to remember that and learn about your awesome American warrior heritage so that you too can step up when need be. You don't have to join the military to do it, but you do have to be a protector of life and freedom, as God says. So remember, we are not always winning, but we will win. And winning is difficult, demanding, and always expensive in blood and treasure. But tyrants always fall and tyranny always fails. Graphene is not our DNA, but freedom is. But freedom is never given. So fear not. God bless. Keep the faith and hold fast. This is what winning looks like. But remember, freedom is never, ever given. It is fought for. It is won. It is taken. And you are going to have to resolve yourself to each and every day on your level, more than you thought, to take it.